USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A week since the votes were cast in the midterm elections, and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema is now the apparent winner of a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. In a victory speech last night, she said,
I am so honored that Arizonans chose our vision of a better Arizona, and now it's time to get to work.
Republican candidate Martha McSally posting a video online in which she concedes and congratulates Sinema on becoming the first woman to represent Arizona in the U.S. Senate. She'll replace retiring Senator Jeff Flake. There's a report that Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen may be replaced soon. The Washington Post is citing White House officials as saying President Trump is looking to have Nielsen replaced as soon as possible amid his complaints over her record enforcing immigration policy. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
42 people now dead from the Camp Fire in Northern California, and they're afraid with so many people listed as missing, that number is only going to continue to grow. And the winds are continuing to howl, which isn't helping firefighting efforts.
We're going
to
see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts up to 55 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
You know, our weather is far less predictable than it has been in the past. We're seeing greater extremes. We're seeing longer stretches of red flag warnings with these really strong, strong winds. And that's true even in Northern California on the campfire.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
President Trump is saying Democrats are causing uncertainty in the stock market, tweeting the prospect of presidential harassment by House Democrats is what's causing the big drops on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
House Democrats are planning their agenda after regaining control of the U.S. House for the first time since 2011. The change will officially happen in early January. One of the first Democratic bills would reportedly establish automatic voter registration nationwide. NPR is reporting the measure would also reinvigorate the Voting Rights Act, which was significantly hindered by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013. Meantime, the bill would remove redistricting power from state legislatures, putting them power in the hands of independent commissions. That legislation, though, has little chance of passing in the Republican-controlled Senate. A South Florida man claims his meds caused him to kill his mother and grandmother. Police say 48-year-old Mark Michael Mamert went to a hospital emergency room over the weekend and told the staff there he thought he killed his family, blaming it on prescription meds. Authorities checking the Southwest Miami-Dade County address say that he did apparently kill one victim with multiple stab wounds. Another body was found. It had died of blunt force trauma. The investigation's continuing. And comic book legend Stan Lee has died at 95. The co-creator of heroes from Spider-Man to the Fantastic Four and the X-Men went to a hospital yesterday morning and passed away a short time later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.